Talk given Saturday, 14th July, 1990, at 47 Lillian Road.
You see, ultimately, our knowing things, our knowingness is consciousness. It's the word consciousness literally stands for knowingness. Skiro, skio, skire, skivi, skito. Now, in the space between two thoughts or two modes of consciousness, in that space there is silence. And our problem is, can we remain in that silence? Because that silence holds within itself the complete integration of what appear to be contraries. It's not easy for the brain to get hold of that, but let be, because in that if we can remain in that silence, then we are in a state of ease, of complete ease. Those of you who have studied the Buddhist texts, the Nikayas, rather carefully, may recall that in one of the talks, the Buddha says, the Buddha talks about Sariputta entering the deeper and deeper states of consciousness, of knowingness. Now, the Buddha emphasizes, and he feels a state of ease, a state of complete ease. And this is very important. This ease associated with silence is the ease which is heaven on earth. So, this also is health, psychophysical health, and therefore it is also holiness, because health, wholeness and holiness are an identity, all three of them. And as the Buddha goes on repeating the different, speaking about the different entries by Sariputta into the deeper and deeper states of consciousness, he stresses again and again an even greater and greater ease, as if you can measure ease in any way. You can't do it. You can't measure these things. They are immeasurables, really. So in the ultimate, the Buddha talks of the complete cessation of perception and feeling. Now, you mentioned feel your way into things. There comes the point when all perception and all feeling, all insights and illuminations, they cease. You might say, but that is just complete vacuity. It is absolute nothingness. That is not the case. Those who have realized these things say that it is the supreme state which man can realize. Not realize for himself, but as a mode of expression through which transcendence reveals its transcendence. This is the state of revelation. It is the state which is wordless and thoughtless. So, this, you may have sometimes yourself experienced when you're sitting very quietly, say, in a beautiful situation, woodland or mountain or whatever it may be, or the sea, you may have experienced this extraordinary state of ease which suffuses you, the whole body and the brain are quiet. And when the brain really does stop talking, then, that is to say, when my brain really stops talking, which is rather laughable considering how much I talk, then the voice of transcendence is heard. This is one of the significances of the throat chakra. One, and as a matter of fact, I think in the books on yoga they have put it this way, that the sound of the master is heard then. And the master is yourself. You yourself are the pupil. You yourself are transcendence. You yourself are manifestation. Now you see, manifestation undergoes change of the sort which makes us see and talk in terms of life and death. But whatsoever we say or think is not the truth. In the silence, you can come closest to the truth in terms of a feeling which is not feeling, so to say. Again, this extraordinary paradox. But be willing to experience it, to accept it. And thereby, we will know precisely what our limitations are. It's very difficult, it's very important to know our own limitations and to realize for ourselves that that there is that which is always the beyond, which is the unattainable and which is the unknowable. I'm using the word knowable or unknowable in the terms in which the brain thinks of them. To know something means to be able to describe it. But this state is indescribable. It has no limitations whatsoever. And in that state, God is here, so to say, right now. In the book Holistic Consciousness, I have tried to suggest one should not ask what then is the use of holistic consciousness. Holistic consciousness, or whatsoever is of the nature of the transcendent, has no use whatsoever. Our term use is a very materialistic term, very practical term. One thing used for this purpose, another thing used for that purpose, and so on. But in the transcendent state, there is no such thing as use. The question, in fact, doesn't apply. What is the use of holistic consciousness?